choose spirit, thy supreme choice not given again. For now, from my highest being looks at thee, the nameless, formless peace, where all things rest. In a happy, vast, sublime cessation, an immense extinction in eternity, a point that disappears in the infinite. Felicity of the extinguished flame, last sinking of a wave in a boundless sea, end of the trouble of thy wandering thoughts, close of the journey of thy pilgrim soul. Accept, O music, weariness of thy notes, O stream, wide breaking of thy channel bank. The moments fail into eternity, but someone yearned within a bosom unknown, and silently the woman's heart replied. Thy peace, O Lord, a boon within to keep amid the horror and ruin of wild time, for the magnificent soul of man on earth. Thy calm, O Lord, that bears thy hands of joy. Limitless like ocean round a lonely isle, a second time the eternal Kairos. Wide open are the ineffable gates in front. My spirit leans down to break the knot of earth. Amorous of oneness, without thought or sign, to cast down wall and fence, to strip heaven bare. See with the large eye of infinity, and weave the stars and into silence. Bah. In an immense and world-destroying pause, she heard a million creatures cry to her. Through the tremendous stillness of her thoughts, immeasurably, the woman's nature spoke. Thy oneness, Lord, in many approaching hearts, my sweet infinity of thy numberless souls. Mightily retreating like a sea in ebb, a third time swelled the great admonishing call. I spread abroad the refuge of my wings. Out of its incommunicable deeps, my power looks forth of mightiest splendor. Still into its majesty of sleep, withdraw above the dreadful whirlings of the world. The sob of things was answer to the voice, and passionately the woman's heart replied. Thy energy, Lord, to seize on woman and man, to take all things and creatures in their grief, and gather them into a mother's arms. Solemn and distant, like a seal of slab, a last great time, the warning sound was heard. I open the wide eye of solitude to uncover the voiceless rapture of my bliss, where in a pure and exquisite hush it lies, motionless in its slumber of ecstasy, resting from the sweet madness of the dance, out of whose beat the throb of heart was born. Breaking the silence with a peal and cry, a hymn of adoration, Thales climbed, a music beat of wind uniting soul. Then all the woman yearningly replied, thy embrace, which rends the living knot of pain, thy joy, O Lord, in which all creatures breathe, thy magic flowing waters of deep love, thy sweetness give to me for us. Amen. Then, after silence, a still blissful cry began, such as arose from the infinite, when the first whisperings of a strange delight, imagined in its deep, the joy to seek, the passion to discover and to touch, the enamored laugh which rhymed the chanting words. Oh, beautiful body of the incarnate Word, thy thoughts are mine. I have spoken with thy voice. My will is thine. What thou hast chosen, I choose. All thou hast asked, I give to earth and men. All shall be written out in destiny's book by my trusty of thought and plan and act. The executor of my will, eternal time. But since thou hast refused my nameless calm and turned from my termless peace, in which is expunged the visage of space and the shape of time is lost, and from happy extinction of thy separate self in my uncompanioned lone eternity. For not for thee, the nameless, worldless naught, annihilation of thy living soul, and the end of thought and hope and life and love, in the blank, measureless, unknowable. Because thou hast obeyed my timeless will, I lay my hands upon thy soul of flame. I lay my hands upon thy heart of love. I yoke thee to my power of work in time. Because thou hast obeyed my timeless will, because thou hast chosen to share earth's struggle and fate, and leaned in pity over earth-bound men, and turned aside to help and yearn to save. I bind by thy heart's passion thy heart to mine, and lay my splendid yoke upon thy soul. Now will I do in thee my marvelous work. I will fasten thy nature with my cords of strength, subdue to my delight thy spirit's limbs, and make thee a vivid knot of all my bliss, and build in thee my proud and crystal home. Thy days shall be my shafts of power and light, thy nights my starry mysteries of joy, and all my clouds lie tangled in thy hair, and all my springtides marry in thy mouth. O sunward, thou shalt raise the earth's soul to light, and bring down God into the lives of men. Earth shall be my work chamber and my house, my garden of life to plant the seed divine. When all thy work in human time is done, the mind of earth shall be a home of light, the life of earth a tree growing towards heaven, the body of earth a tabernacle of God. Awaken from the mortal's ignorance, men shall be lit with the eternal's ray, and the glory of my sun lift in their thoughts, and feel in their hearts the sweetness of my love. And in their acts, my power's miraculous drive, my will shall be the meaning of their days, living for me, by me, in me they shall live. In the heart of my creation's mystery, I will enact the drama of thy soul, inscribe the long romance of thee and me. I will pursue thee across the century. Thou shalt be hunted through the world by love, naked of ignorance protecting veil, and without covert from my radiant gods. No shape shall screen thee from my divine desire. Nowhere shalt thou escape my living eye. In the nudity of thy discovered self, in a bare identity with all that is, disrobed of thy covering of humanity, divested of the dense veil of human thought, made one with every mind and body and heart, made one with all nature and with self and God, summing in thy single soul my mystic word, I will possess in thee my universe, the universe find all I am in thee. Thou shalt bear all things, that all things may change. Thou shalt fill all with my splendor and my bliss. Thou shalt meet all with my transmuting soul. Assailed by my infinitudes above, and quivering in immense cities below, pursued by me through my mind's wall less vast, oceanic with the surges of my life. A swimmer lost between two leaping seas, by my outer pains and inner sweetnesses, finding my joy in my opposite mysteries, thou shalt respond to me from every nerve. A vision shall compel thy coursing breath. Thy heart shall drive thee on the wheel of way. Thy mind shall urge thee through the flames of thought to meet me in the abyss and on the heights, to feel me in the tempest and in the calm, and love me in the noble and divine, in beautiful things and terrible desires. The pains of hell shall be to thee my kiss. The flowers of heaven persuade thee with my touch. My fiercest mask shall my attractions bring. Music shall find thee in the voice of thought. Beauty pursue thee through the core of flame. Thou shalt know me in the rolling of the spheres, and course me in the atoms of the world. The wheeling forces of my universe shall cry to thee the summons of my name. Delight shall drop down from my nectarous moon. My fragrance seize thee in the jasmine snare. My eye shall look upon thee from the sun. Mirror of nature's secret spirit may, thou shalt reflect my hidden heart out of joy. Thou shalt drink down my sweetness unalloyed in my pure lotus cup of starry brim. My dreadful hands laid on thy bosom shall force thy being bathed in fiercest longing's dream. Thou shalt discover the one and quivering note and cry the harp of all my melodies, and roll my foaming wave in seas of love. Even my disaster's clutch shall be to thee the ordeal of my rapture's contrary shape. In pain's self shall smile on thee my secret fate. Thou shalt bear my wrathless beauty unabridged amid the world's intolerable wrongs, trampled by the violent misdeeds of time, cry out to the ecstasy of my rapturous touch. All beings shall be to thy life my emissaries, drawn to me on the bosom of thy friend, compelled to meet me in thy enemy's eyes. My creatures shall demand me from thy heart. Thou shalt not shrink from any brother's soul. Thou shalt be attracted helplessly to all. Men seeing thee shall feel my hands of joy in sorrow's pangs, feel steps of the world's delight, their life experience its tumultuous shock in the mutual craving of two opposites. Hearts touched by thy love shall answer to my call. Discover the ancient music of the sphere in the revealing accents of thy voice, and nearer draw to me, because thou art enamored of thy spirit's loveliness. They shall embrace my body in thy soul. Here in thy life, the beauty of my love. Know the thrilled bliss with which I made the worlds. All that thou hast shall be for others' bliss. All that thou art shell to my hands below. I will pour delight from thee as from a jar. I will whirl thee as my chariot through the waves. I will use thee as my sword and as my lyre. I will play on thee my minstrelsies of thought. And when thou art vibrant with all ecstasy, and when thou lifts one spirit with all things, then will I spare thee not my living fire, but make thee a channel for my timeless force. My hidden presence led thee unknowing on from thy beginning in earth's voiceless bosom, through life and pain and time and will and death, through outer shocks and inner silences, along the mystic roads of space and time, to the experience which all nature hides. Who hunts and seizes me, my captive grows. This shalt thou henceforth learn from thy heartbeats. Forever love, O beautiful slave of God, O lasso of my rapture's widening news, become my cord of universal love. The spirit ensnared by the forced delight of creation's oneness, sweet and fathomless, compelled to embrace my myriad unities and all my endless forms and divine soul. O mind, grow full of the eternal peace. O word, cry out the immortal litany. Built is the golden tower, the flame child born.